Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Could be some changes coming. I've seen some speculation maybe Washington should tweak the corner position. I'm not ready to do that yet. I just don't think they have a better option at the moment. And I don't think the Lattimore struggles, which have been bad, have been as bad as they're being made out to be. Generally speaking, when it's going poorly and you become the punching bag, the vitriol is very, very loud. It gets turned up to 11. And again, people hear that and they're like, are you kidding me? You think he's been good? Nope, that's not what I'm saying. I think he, early on, in what is now his first healthy full season in this defense, has struggled. I also think some of his worst plays, like the 43-yarder that he gave up to Drake London, have a lot to do with a lot of things outside of him. He's squatting on an out route, double move gets him, there's no pass rush. The quarterback, Michael Penix, is climbing a very clean pocket, had all day to throw. Most corners in the league are getting beat in that situation. But this past weekend, Danny, he was worst in the NFL at the yards given up per play on the field as a corner in coverage. And it has not been pretty, but to bench him, you would be saying you're moving Mikey Sanristil back outside, you're playing Noah Igbinoghene in the nickel and saying that you're a lot better off there, and then Lattimore just coming in like a pinch hitter and sequences for a play here or a play there. Generally, corner play doesn't get better in those situations. Think Benjamin St. Juice.
Yeah.
After he got benched, he would come in, and it just exacerbated the issue. So I'm not making that change yet. I know a lot of people want to, though.
I understand the sentiment. My point is, I'm with you in the sense it's not as if there's some great corner that's just being, you know, held out by some malicious coach or something like that, waiting in the wings, right? Like some guy's on the wrong side of Joe Witt or the secondary coach or whatever. There's no great answer coming out of the bullpen. I mean, to me, Noah Igbinoghene is who he is. He's a third or fourth corner on an okay team, and he did that last year and ended up playing more than you'd want, and he'll probably end up doing that this year. I just can't watch it anymore. Like, to me, it is as bad as everyone's saying. Like, I'm the everyone. I think it's a disaster. Like, they still think he can do it, and they're putting him in spots to do things that he could do 5 years ago, and everybody else on the opposition is going, thank God they're doing that. So thank God we get that matchup.
To me, a disaster was Michael Davis early last year before he got benched, where you just watch him and you go, this guy cannot cover people in this league. And at times, even though St. Juste, I thought, was in coverage that was tight and was too handsy and physical and got flagged a lot, he's more along the lines of what Lattimore has been. But like a disaster is, okay, this can't work. Every play you're out there, you're a liability. And that is the perception or what people are saying. I don't think that's quite been the reality. You're talking about 11 completions on Lattimore at this point through like four games of football being out there for an average of 60 snaps or whatever that looks like. But I certainly understand the frustration, and I think it's warranted. The other of the questions has been, if they wanted to make a change on defense, could you see Bobby Wagner, who's a future Hall of Famer, who's elite at stuffing the run downhill right at him, as long as he doesn't have to run side to side, he's still awesome, as good as there is in the NFL. But teams are getting to Washington now by making him run and getting him matched up with backs and tight ends. Could there be, instead of 100% of snaps every single game for Wagner, you know, just a few snaps where he's not on the field to keep him fresher, to help him out at 35 years old. Dan Quinn was actually talked about this and was asked about this in his press conference yesterday, the idea of maybe playing Wagner a little bit less. Here's what he had to say out in Ashburn.
We discussed a lot of the guys, but specifically not to a matchup to, you know, that we're regarding with him. Like I said, in, I think you're probably talking about the long swing that went, you know, for a long play. That could have been a matchup that could have happened on other plays as well. And so I think, you know, where do you take the lesson from it when you're going through traffic? You take the air out of it. So I think Bobby would be the first to tell you, technique is first, you know. And so if you get into that first, you know, that can, you know, play through a matchup to go, okay, he's not outside man-to-man, you know, by himself on somebody in a tough matchup. So you try to mitigate those things with he and any of the guys as best you can. But, you know, also give credit to Atlanta. You know, like, the guy also made a fantastic play. I couldn't have been more impressed by Jeremy's speed on that particular play. It would have been nice to hold them to a field goal into that space just to demonstrate how he expressed how hard he'll play. He was absolutely flying.
Yeah, Reeves hit 22.6 miles per hour to make that tackle, which is faster than any ball carrier who's held the ball in his hands has run at any point this season, which is pretty amazing. But Quinn chose not to really address the question from Standing about the possibility of Wagner not playing as much on obvious passing downs or something. Chose to kind of very specifically look at that one play where he got beat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.